How's it going, Grainy Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And I'm here with Jay Unleashed. He's here to talk about the controversy surrounding Gabrielle Union being terminated, being dismissed after one season from NBC's America's Got Talent. Gabrielle Union raised alarm bells with NBC studio heads by pointing out what she felt were racist incidents that occurred during the production of America's Got Talent. She also made comments that Simon Cowell was smoking indoors. And you might say, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, Simon Cowell was smoking and Gabrielle Union is allergic to cigarette smoke. She also made remarks that the show was misgendering contestants, not being responsive or concerned about people who are gender fluid or transgender. So she raised all these concerns with NBC, and they allegedly did nothing. Now, Gabrielle Union was dismissed after one season. She was perceived as difficult by Simon Cowell and the other producers of America's Got Talent. And their perspective is that it's not tied to the concerns raised by Gabrielle Union, because Julianne Hough was also dismissed after one season, and that they were both one and done, and there's turnover on America's Got Talent. It's a thing that happens. It's not tied in any way to what Gabrielle Union said. Now, one of the things that has raised a lot of discussion is that Gabrielle Union claims that in a segment that was supposed to make air, but I do not believe made air, Jay Leno was there when Simon Cowell was given a painting that depicted him with his dogs. And Jay said that it, quote, looked like something on the menu at a Korean restaurant, end quote. And Gabrielle Union thought that that was racist. Now, Jay Unleashed, what is your comment or reply to that sentiment that, you know, saying that a bunch of dogs on a painting looks like the menu at a Korean restaurant is racist?
You know, it's good to be here. It's good to be here. Thank you, Branford.
I'm not Branford.
Well, you know, you look the part.
I'm not even black.
So, here's the thing about Gabrielle Union is that how can, and I was telling this to Mavis. I was saying to Mavis, how can that be racist? There's nothing racist about that. There's nothing racist about saying that, you know, a bunch of dogs on a painting is like a menu in a Korean restaurant. Because are Koreans even a race? I've never heard of Koreans being a race. They're an ethnic group. They're an ethnic group. I read in the paper. I said, today in the paper, there was a story about Koreans, and they did not call them a race. Yeah, they're not a race. That's it's just silly. And, you know, I have to say that the first time I met Gabrielle Union, I thought she was, I'm going to be honest, when I saw her, I thought she was a contestant on America's Got Talent. I thought she was just a contestant. I thought she was dressed up as an Aunt Jemima that did magic tricks with pancakes.
Oh, Jay.
What? I thought she was an Aunt Jemima character and she did magic tricks with the pancakes.
So, your defense is that you don't think Koreans are a race. So, your the comment that a bunch of dogs on a painting is like a Korean restaurant menu, that can't possibly be racist. And that Gabrielle Union herself, I mean, you just thought she was not a panelist or a part of the America's Got Talent cast. You just thought she was a contestant.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. You know, and I just did some of my material around her, you know, some of my jokes, and I didn't think there was anything wrong. You know, these are jokes I tell to Mavis. I say, hey, Mavis, wouldn't you like to hear a joke? And then she sighs and says, please go away, Jay. And I tell the joke anyway. So, you know, I would like to do some of the material here and get your thoughts. I would like to hear your thoughts.
Well, are these jokes offensive in any way?
No, absolutely not. I don't think they're offensive in any way. I think they're very, very tasteful. I do them when I do shows all around the country. And everyone laughs. Everyone laughs. They find it funny. So I don't think there's a problem.
All right, so I'll take you at your word that these jokes are not going to be offensive. And you said that you told them to Gabrielle Union?
Yeah, I did. Because I thought she was a contestant. So I said, you know, I'm gonna let her just relax and enjoy the comedy of Jay Unleashed. How about that?
So you thought that telling her these jokes would be a way for her to take her mind off of her upcoming performance?
Exactly. Yeah, you're getting it. Kevin Eubanks and the Tonight Show Band.
My name is not Kevin Eubanks. I don't have a band. I'm not really, you know, this isn't the Tonight Show, Jay.
With Jimmy Fallon in third place, I think it's time for me to come back.
Well, I don't think you're going to come back, especially after this incident. I mean, these comments are pretty bad.
No, they're not. And I'm going to tell you some jokes, and these are the jokes that are going to get me back on the Tonight Show, okay? So what do you get when you cross a black person with a Chevy Pinto?
Oh, boy. What do you get when you cross a black person with a Chevy Pinto? I don't know, Jay Unleashed. What do you get?
You get nothing because neither of them actually work. Okay?
Folks, I apologize for that. I didn't screen the jokes, and I don't think that is a nice thing to say.
What's the matter with you? I mean, come on. I mean, you know, what's going on with this country? I mean, it's 2019, and everyone is so sensitive. So sensitive. Here's another joke. What do you call a black Halloween party?
Are all the jokes about blacks?
Maybe they are. What of it? I mean, this is just good, clean comedy. No curse words. You know, I'm like Jerry Seinfeld in that way. I don't have to use foul language to get a laugh.
Well, I mean, so far, I don't find any of this funny.
Okay, well, I mean, what do you call a black Halloween party?
I don't know, Jay.
A spooktacular, okay? Yeah.
That's like something a 10-year-old would say.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, you want to get the young demographics. You have to get the young demos, so I actually think that that's a compliment. I'll take that as a compliment. What's the difference between a black person and a raccoon?
Oh, my. What's the difference between a black person and a raccoon? Hopefully something that isn't racist.
One climbs into your backyard to steal loose food, and the other is a raccoon.
All right, everyone, I'm, again, very sorry about all of this. Jay Unleashed has a mind of his own. If there's even any brain matter left, I mean, these jokes are terrible.
How many blacks does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know, Jay Unleashed. How many blacks does it take?
It takes zero blacks because they're all locked up in prison. That's just really bad. So what do you call a black person with a PhD? Well, this one could be nice. I don't know, Jay. What do you call a black person with a PhD? Yeah, you call him Dr. Zayas. Oh. I'm sorry, Grady Nation. You know, Jay Unleashed is clearly a bigot.
Wait a minute. I'm not a bigot. No way. No. You know, I told Mavis, you know, they're going to say that I hate blacks, and I am one, and simpatico. I'm like one with the black community. I like rap. I love the Ice Cube, Ice Tea, Ice Lemonade. I love it all.
All right. I don't believe you, and I think it's very shameful that you came on here saying that you are going to treat this seriously, and all of your comments have been nothing but hateful, vitriolic, and disgusting.
Okay, you want to characterize me as hateful, and that's fine, you know, but I was the host of The Tonight Show, and you weren't. You're just the host of a podcast that, you know, no one listens to.
Well, I'll have you know that we have a pretty good listener base, and we're growing and growing.
Just like, what's next? What are you going to say next? Black people don't like to use Cricket wireless phones and go to vaping shops?
All right, that is just, I don't even know where that came from. So, Grand A Nation, I apologize for Jay Unleashed. Hopefully, he will never insist on being back on. And I hope you check in with us next time, despite Jay Unleashed and his hatred.